This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is Debbie Monterey. Viola Shipman, the international best-selling author of 12 books, including the latest just out last week called The Page Turner. But Viola is also award-winning memoirist Wade Rouse. I wanted to find out more about his Missouri roots and his pen name.
Back in the beginning when I was first writing fiction, it was a surprise for a man to walk out on stage. But I grew up in Missouri. My grandma Shipman was a working poor Ozark seamstress who never finished high school or learned to drive, kind of overlooked in society. Nobody ever really listened to her voice, but I did. She was an incredible woman. He used to always say, life is as short as one blink of God's eye, but we forget in that blink what matters most. And that's kind of what inspired me to become a writer and to honor her with her pen name. You know, I always say 50 years, 100 years when I'm no longer here, people will be saying her name. And that's the thank you that I wanted to give to her.
That is so sweet. So it kind of reminds me of the relationship between Emma and her grandmother in The Page Turner.
Very much so. Yeah. Emma's journey and Emma is basically me. You know, I'm a former memoirist. I started my career writing nonfiction. So most of my characters still in my novels are inspired by people that I know, including myself. And it is, you know, in the book, Emma is, you know, a young novelist who's written a book that she can't show her parents because she's afraid of their reaction because they're kind of literary snobs. But I grew up reading with my grandmother. She never finished high school, but she volunteered at the local library. She pushed books, and reading was so important to her. And kind of Emma's journey parallels mine. I grew up reading romance books with my grandmother. And from that, she kind of shared the stories of her own life. And that's kind of, I love books that connect all of us. And those are the books that I like to write.
So when did you transition from memoirs as Wade to romance novels as Viola Shipman?
I lost my mother. My father was battling dementia. And I went back to our family home in the Missouri Ozarks to move him into a smaller house. And I found boxed away in the attic all of my grandmother's heirlooms, you know, her charm bracelets, recipe box, desert rose dishes, hope chest, sewing machine. And I started writing what would become my first novel on top of a cardboard box. And I remember calling my agent and saying, you know, I think I'm going to write women's fiction, and I'd really like to use my grandmother's name as a pen name. And she was like, are you off your meds, basically?
I understand you're a big Cardinals fan.
I grew up going to this log cabin down right on the Arkansas border. And we had a staticky radio, and the only station that received was KMOX. And we could listen to the Cardinals every single day during the summer. So it's KMOX is part of my heartstrings.
But now you are a Michigander. Many of your books are not just set in Michigan, but Northern Michigan. and you write a lot about snow.
When I moved up here, I moved from St. Louis. I lived there for almost 20 years. I was a PR professional. I'd worked at Washington University. I worked at Maryville. I was a PR director at Mary Institute Country Day School. And I moved up here in February during one of the worst winters on history. And if you know Missouri, St. Louis, the Ozarks, you know, 2 inches, you panic and go to the grocery store and get everything you need to make French toast. And that's just a hiccup in Michigan. You know, it snowed and snowed and snowed until May, my first winter here. And I did. I had to relearn to love winter again. A bit of a cop out now. I go to Palm Springs, California for the winter. So I leave the snow behind and get a little bit of sunshine in there. But Michigan, if folks don't know, is stunningly beautiful.
And you're coming back to St. Louis this week.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm excited. And please come out and see me. It's going to be the last. I'm doing a 10-state, 2-week tour to kick off the page turner. So St. Louis is going to be my last stop on that 2-week tour. So I hope to see people out that evening. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll be at the Clark Family Ranch of St. Louis County Library Thursday night. That's April 17th for a free event.
I have to tell you, I spent a great deal of time at the St. Louis County Library branches. And honestly, libraries saved my life growing up. In the Ozarks, they were my refuge. The librarians became some of my best friends. As I aged going there, their recommendations for books that I should read showed me that there was a much bigger world beyond the small one in which I was living.
That's Viola Shipman, a.k.a. Wade Rouse, and I'm Debbie Monterey, KMOX News.